It's the Ins and Outs of Money, presented by the It's Your Money Project at Monroe County Public Library. Quick tips for getting control of your money, no matter how big or small your income or family is.
Welcome to the Ins and Outs of Money. I'm Ryan with the It's Your Money Project at the library.
And I'm Christina. And today we're sorry to tell you we have some bad news.
That's right. Today marks the final episode of the Ins and Outs of Money. And first off, we want to say thank you for listening these past few years. We hope you've gotten as much as we have from our segment, and we sincerely wish you the best in your financial life.
We'd also like to thank WFHB and the Daily Local News for allowing us to bring you the Ins and Outs of Money. It's been a great partnership, and we hope to work together again soon as part of a great community radio station reaching a great community.
So, in planning our farewell, we went back over all our episodes, 3 years or so, on topics ranging from budgeting to saving to debt to investing and protecting your money against fraud. And we picked out the big concepts to leave you with, kind of the bare bones of what you should always be trying to do money-wise, no matter what changes to your income or family come along.
So let's start with the number one money smart tip. If you do nothing else, learn to keep track of your money. Whether you keep track of every penny using an online finance tracker, or you use the cash envelope method for making sure you never overspend, or you just do a reconciling at the end of the month to make sure all your income is accounted for and all your debts are legit, so that you can go to the next step in our money smart path, saving.
Saving. A large amount of money or a small one, every paycheck. Get into the habit of setting something aside. The best way to do that? Pay yourself first, which you do by setting aside your savings before you ever see it. You do this by arranging for direct deposit into a separate savings account or by directing your savings into that account at the same time you deposit a paper check.
Beyond that, get yourself some nice cushions. I'm not talking about soft pillows for sitting on. I'm talking about protecting yourself by doing things like setting up an emergency fund of a few months' worth of salary, or maximizing your employer's contributions to your 401k if you have one, or taking on a side gig to bring in some extra cash. These are all great ways of heading off an unforeseen financial disaster and accomplishing the essential task of investing in your future self. Remember, it doesn't matter if you make $15,000 a year or $15 million. If you spend all your money, you're broke.
And speaking of being broke, do you feel like you're just never able to catch up, spending too much just to pay off your debts? We've talked about different strategies for getting a handle on your credit card debt on this segment, like the snowball payment. That's where you pay a fixed amount on your smallest debt, then once that debt's paid off, you pretend you're still paying on it, but you actually combine that payment amount with the minimum payment on your next smallest debt. You repeat that, combining all those ghost payments into paying off your biggest debt until you're debt-free.
Of course, the best method for dealing with debt is not going into debt in the first place. Some debts, like mortgages and student loans, can make sense because they're an investment in your future financial stability. But most debt, I'm looking at you, credit cards, is just super expensive borrowing that should be avoided like the plague. Compound interest, one of the most powerful forces in the universe, can make that $1,000 credit card bill cost you up to $1,500 and take up to 6 years to pay off if you're not careful. Long after the charm of those new clothes and nights out wears off, your future self will say thanks if you say no thanks now.
So, Money Smart friends, this is where we say goodbye for now, but we know this isn't the end of your journey. You know where to find the best information for making sound financial decisions. It's free on our shelves and for download at Monroe County Public Library. We're always happy to help you find it. Just stop in or visit mcpl.info.
Or visit the library's It's Your Money webpage for the latest in Money Smart news. It's on the web at money.mcpl.info. And as always, the It's Your Money project can be reached by email at money@mcpl.info.
One final thank you before we go. To the guests we've had on our segment, people and organizations committed to our community's financial stability who shared their time and expertise with us, thank you, and keep up the good work. For Monroe County Public Library, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Christina, wishing you all the best in your finances.
The Ins and Outs of Money is part of the It's Your Money Project at Monroe County Public Library. It's produced by Ryan Stacey at Level Up, the Digital Creativity Center at the library. Executive producer is Joe Crawford, and Christina Wilty is our associate producer and sound editor. Music courtesy of Flannelgraph Records. Tools for taking control of your money can be found at money.mcpl.info. That's money.mcpl, as in Monroe County Public Library, .info.